Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, for many people suffering from addiction, Christmas can be a difficult time. But help is available, and the women in Cool Mind Treatment Centre get the support they need while also getting to spend Christmas with their children, as it's a facility that allows children live in residential care with their mothers. Lorraine Higgins is team leader at Ashley House, a residential house for those women seeking help for addiction in Cool Mind. Good evening to you, Lorraine.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Great. Lorraine, tell me about Ashley House.
So, Katie, first of all, thanks so much for inviting me on this evening. So I suppose Ashley House, we are a residential treatment centre for women in addiction, and we are based in Damastown in Dublin 15. So at the minute, we have 24 women here at Ashley House, 10 of which are mothers who have their children on site with them. And we're the only treatment centre in Ireland that allows women to bring their children into treatment with them.
I can only imagine how important that is to those women, that they can get their treatment and they don't have to be worried about who's looking after their children or, you know, all of those issues that come with that.
Absolutely. It's one of the biggest barriers that we find in women accessing treatment, because like that, they don't want to leave their children behind. You know, the mum guilt can set in. So for us to be able to provide a space and environment where they don't actually have to choose recovery over their children, they can actually do both, you know, is a great thing that we can provide for them.
Absolutely. And even I imagine, and I know from talking to people over the years, that women in particular might be more inclined to hide their addiction because they are terrified that their children will be taken from them if their addiction becomes known.
Absolutely. And look, there's a huge stigma as well around addiction, but particularly around, you know, if you're a mum in addiction. And I suppose when people don't understand, you know, addiction and how powerful it can be, it can nearly look like you're choosing substances over your children. And that's not just how it is, you know. So if the fact that we can provide a space, you know, where they can get the support of parenting their children, but also get the support of getting recovery, you know, where the women can do both.
Okay, but then of course during this period, this is the children's home as well, and Christmas comes. So how do you celebrate Christmas in Ashley House?
So look, the women reside here for a minimum of 24 weeks. So that's 6 months. So this absolutely becomes their home for the 6 months as well as their children. So we have been trying really hard, I suppose, to make Christmas as special as we can, because not even for the children, but for the mothers as well and the women on site, some of them have never had a Christmas. They don't know what it's like, you know, to have a nice Christmas dinner and get presents. And so we have rallied around and we've tried to make it as special as we can. So we only had Santa up here yesterday evening, and it was just such a lovely occasion. We had Santa up for 2 hours, and, you know, the mothers were able to experience that with their children on site. But some mothers were also able to bring their children, you know, that are on the outside, that are in the community. They were also able to come up and spend those 2 hours with mom, and we had hot chocolate. We sang loads of carols. Some kids got their face painted, and then they saw Santa and got their presents. So it was just a really lovely experience. And I suppose it gives the women hope that if they really give treatment 100% and put their all into this, this is what every Christmas will look like with their families and their children. So even just to be able to see them, we had one lady, she actually only came into us last week, and she has 7 children, and she hasn't seen her children for a period of weeks, but they were all able to come up last night, and just to see her with the 7 of them and have 2 hours, you know, where she could enjoy them and enjoy, you know, the magic of Santa and Christmas carols and singing, you know, this is really good motivation for her, I suppose, for the 6 months that's ahead of her in phase 1 treatment.
And I'm sure for a lot of the women that you are supporting there, Lorraine, Christmas might traditionally have been a very difficult time in trying to manage their addiction.
Absolutely. And like Christmas is so, like Christmas is hard at the best of times. But, you know, for people in active addiction, it can be a massive trigger. And for a lot of our women on site, you know, Christmas would have looked a lot different last year, you know, between homelessness, being estranged from their families, not seeing their children at all. Really, really difficult, dark time. But I suppose what we try and do when they do come into treatment, we try and change that and try and show them, you know, if you give everything you have to the treatment program, Christmases and all other milestones as well for you and your family can look very, very different.
And I'm also thinking, like, it's look, it's just such an emotional time of year anyway. And if you've had very bad Christmases in the past, this, it, as you say, it's not only triggering, but, you know, it's a time to be reflecting about, you know, what you've missed out on over those years.
Yeah. And here at Cool Mind, so we're a therapeutic community. So it's a mutual self-help program. So, you know, the clients would rely very heavily on each other, I suppose, for that support and that emotional support, you know, because they all have one thing in common, which is addiction, you know, and although their journeys are all different, you know, their paths are similar. So we would encourage them, you know, to lean on each other, to reflect, you know, where was I last Christmas? What have I gained since then? What have I gained? Maybe in only, I'm only in here maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but what have I gained in those last 3 weeks that I didn't have last Christmas? You know, and there's a real sense of gratitude then, you know, in such a short space of time. If I have gotten this much in a couple of weeks, imagine what more I'll get back. And by the end of the program.
Indeed, Lorraine. And for the women there, and I mean, it's kind of shocking to think really that there is only 10 women in residential treatment in the whole country that have their children with them right now. That this is a facility and a support that should be available more widely, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. Now, we do have a sister service in the Midwest in Limerick, and they also are a residential treatment centre for women and children. I think they're currently working with 20 women. And children on site. But absolutely, it's a service that should be more widely available because it's crucial. Everything we do in here reflects the outside. So we're a highly structured environment, you know, and it's about helping the mothers, you know, to get a routine in place, get a structure in place for them and their children, you know. So from the minute they wake up in the morning, everything is structured. They know what they're doing, and also the children know what they're doing every hour of the day, you know. And that makes life, I suppose, for mom a lot easier when she departs Ashley House and goes back into the community, that she can strike that balance, you know, around parenting her children, her life skills, you know, doing her day-to-day chores whilst also managing her recovery.
Yeah, indeed. Lorraine, many thanks for joining us with that. It's great to hear what you're doing there at Ashley House. That's Lorraine Higgins, team leader at Ashley House. Happy Christmas to you and to all at Cool Mind Treatment Centre, Lorraine.
Thanks so much. Just before you go, can I just give our outreach number just for anyone that's struggling with addiction this time of year? If I could just give the outreach number that they can call us for support.
Please do. I was just going to give the RT helplines number, but go on. Go give the outreach number there, Lorraine.
So Cool Mind's outreach number is 087-122-9307. And for anybody that just wants more information, I suppose, on the services that we provide here at Cool Mind, they can get us on www.coolmind.ie.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks for that, Lorraine. And again, happy Christmas.